Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Y'all, so let's get on down to it. Our baby Gary is back.
Oh, I'm so happy, Brad. I miss y'all. Look, my earplug is falling. I miss y'all so much.
Oh, baby. Well, listen to this. We got Heidi and Frank out in Los Angeles. What up, guys?
Hello.
Welcome back, Gary. It's not the same without you.
I miss y'all so much, girl. I sent a telegram, but they say it hadn't reached to y'all yet.
No, I haven't gotten it. No.
Well, later, rumors of a new Beyonce project might really upset one of her best friends, and we'll tell you why. Plus, Regina Hall is joining us in the studio to dish about her new movie and much, much more. But Headcrack, what you got over there, player?
Well, Portia, listen up. As you get ready to make these new life changes you got going on,
key
to a great marriage is possibly doing everything your spouse asks you to. Will Smith, he recently asked his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, to do something that went super crazy. Will asked Jada as a gift to him for his 50th birthday to jump out of a plane in Dubai.
Don't be trying to get rid of me.
Okay. Jada actually did it.
She was crazy.
Yeah, because I would have thought that was a way for him to get
out. I'll tell you what, if I did that for you, do buy me something. Okay, I'm saying. I better get something out of this.
Jada posted this picture on Instagram yesterday with this caption. Oh, by the way, I jumped out of a plane today.
Every plane that I'm on, I ask my wife to jump out of.
I'm like, no. But honey, I don't have a parachute. You'll be fine.
You'll be okay.
I would have to have so many safety nets. I'd have to have a net, one of those big cushiony fluffy things and all kind of stuff.
Exactly. Then it's like, okay, Will, you wanted to do this for your 50th.
Thank you.
Right. You done jumped out. You done bungee jumped. Why you got to turn around and tell me to do something?
Do a tandem. At least, like a tandem dive. Like, don't just be like, hey, you go jump by yourself.
I'll jump off of like a high diving board. Like, y'all seen the swimmer? <real high. laughs>
Portia would be the only person to dive in a pool and not wet her hair at all.
How does she do it?
And that'll be out there like, how did it happen? And it's not right in her neck.
You got that right. Well, the Smiths sure know how to keep things fresh and fun. They've definitely been our couple goals for a lot of years now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they've been together 20 years.
20 years seeing the same old thing, honey.
Yep. And a sneak peek from the new season of Jada's hit Facebook Watch talk show, Red Table Talk. Will appears on the show and makes a shocking confession about his marriage to Jada. Take a look.
Oh. And there was a period where mommy woke up and cried 45 days straight. I started keeping a diary.
Damn. You missed some days.
It was every morning.
Damn.
I think that's the worst I've ever felt in our marriage.
Wow.
I was failing miserably.
Uh-huh. I wonder why she was crying. You think because he was running around or spending money or just...
It's kind of shocking to hear that they even had struggles like
what?
That.
Please.
I mean, I never heard of Will cheating.
Here's the thing, though. Somebody cries for 45 days straight. Isn't that when you call, like, someone in a white wagon to come pick them up, put them in a straight jacket?
That is worrisome. That's because, you know, a lot of times, like, you guys know you're in relationships with women. We have a bad week out of every month where you're like, I'm sad. I'm emotional. But then that past is.
But I thought a period was a week. Forward.
That's right. So it I'm is. Saying it's beyond that. Once you, you know, it's beyond the week, you're like, honey, what's going on?
Well, I think that's what Will said, because we went through one period that's 45 days.
It was a real long period.
Cried every single day.
Well, if this was the tease, I need to know what the hell he did to Jada.
Yeah, exactly. You got to watch.
Yeah, I need to know.
Yeah, don't be teasing us.
I'm going to be so sad if it's not what you think.
Exactly. Well, y'all, we might have the opportunity to ask Jada herself, because she will be in the studio next week, y'all.
Oh, yes, well, we need to ask them.
Get some tissues. Get some tissues.
Yeah, who's going to be strong enough to ask that question?
Gary, you got it.
No, oh, girl, you know I
look.
Yes,
ma'am. He's like a honey badger.
Get ready, Jada.
Yes.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes.
Captain America is really out here protecting all of mankind from dad shaming.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Actor Chris Evans, best known for playing Captain America, swooped in and made sure he came to 007 actor Daniel Craig's rescue.
How'd he do that?
Well, here's how it all went down. Journalist Piers Morgan, the known trouble starter.
Oh, we like Piers.
I know you love him. Mm-hmm. Tweeted a photo of the actor walking with his baby girl, Ella, a newborn, by the way, and a baby carrier with the caption, "Oh, 007, not you as well. Hashtag Papoose. Hashtag emasculated bond." Chris Evans got Piers Morgan's right together after that by tweeting, "You really have to be uncertain of your own masculinity, concern yourself with how another man carried his child. Any man who wastes time quantifying masculinity is terrified on the inside."
Ooh. Now that's kind of true, too. Okay.
And you know, Pierce had to have the last word. He tweeted back a lame response that said, "Captain America wouldn't wear a papoose." Like, hey, Craig, did you baby carry?
All the time.
See?
Like, I am notorious for my baby carrying abilities.
I don't have a problem with daddy carrying. Matter of fact, I'm already preparing Dennis to carry one baby on the front, and if we have another one next year, he can carry that one on the back, too.
Oh, you ain't gonna be carrying nobody.
No, he can strap them both on his body. That's what I got a front and back for.
You gonna mess up his spine.
He won't worry about his spine making them babies.
Okay.
It's time for Dish Gone Viral. Florida rapper Coley P showed everybody their levels to this with this streaming game, okay? The past weekend, he was gunned down in Pompano Beach in a drive-by shooting, and let's just say he wanted everybody to go along for the ride with him.
It's my third time being shot.
Really?
Can I get up?
Where else you been shot?
I've been shot in my stomach, and I've been shot in my hand. Why do they keep shooting you like that?
Here's Meta goes, "Why do they keep shooting you like that?" Like, damn.
I would think you'd be screaming, crying.
That's what I said.
Well, luckily, Coley P is okay, y'all, and has since been released from the hospital and actually performed at a strip club last night with the help of an electrical scooter to support his leg.
Oh, wow.
So tell me, who the hell think about video when a siren is blaring in the background?
Coley P.
Today's
new rappers. Yeah. If he gets shot a fourth time and he videotapes again, it's going to be viewed as spam. Alright, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right. Today's deal is the Strive Fusion Activity and Sleep Tracker plus 3 bonus bands. This powerful little gadget is the ultimate combination of activity tracker and a smartwatch. You can track your steps, calories burned, distance walked, time, and sleep quality. So when you get your workout on, you can set your goals and view the charts in the free mobile app and compete against your friends. And the great thing about this is it has meeting reminders and alarms and a bunch of other things, so you control your phone's music player right from your wrist. And you'll never miss another call or text message because of the alert system. And guess what?
What?
It has up to 5 days battery life and is splash and sweat proof. So go ahead, sweat it on out.
Hey, Craig, is it compatible with all phones?
You know, that's a good question, Portia, because it's compatible with all Apple iOS 7.1, Android 4.3, and later models, as well as Bluetooth 4.0 devices.
So, hey, Craig, how much is it?
Well, Gary, I hope your pacemaker's plugged in, because the Strive Fusion Activity and Sleep Tracker plus 3 bonus bands usually goes for $80. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $24, y'all.
Woo! Oh,
pull up to MorningSave.com, tell them Dish Nation sent you, and say, "I'm ready to sweat, baby." Let's get it.
Yeah, y'all, up next, honey, are Regina Hall and Head Crack, honey, a match made at Dish Nation. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss the sparks, honey, we saw when she was in the studio. This right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes.
Captain America is is really out here protecting all of mankind from dad shaming.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Actor Chris Evans, best known for playing Captain America, swooped in and made sure he came to 007 actor Daniel Craig's rescue.
How'd he do that?
Well, here's how it all went down. Journalist Piers Morgan, the known trouble starter.
Oh, we like Piers.
I know you love him. Mm-hmm. Tweeted a photo of the actor walking with his baby girl, Ella, a newborn, by the way, and a baby carrier with the caption, "Oh, 007, not you as well. Hashtag Papoose. Hashtag emasculated bond." Chris Evans got Piers Morgan's right together after that by tweeting, "You really have to be uncertain of your own masculinity, concern yourself with how another man carried his child. Any man who wastes time quantifying masculinity is terrified on the inside."
Ooh. Now that's kind of true, too. Okay.
And you know, Piers had to have the last word. He tweeted back a lame response that said, "Captain America wouldn't wear a papoose." Like, hey, Craig, did you baby carry?
All the time.
See?
Like, I am notorious for my baby carrying abilities.
I don't have a problem with daddy carrying. Matter of fact, I'm already preparing Dennis to carry one baby on the front, and if we have another one next year, he can carry that one on the back, too.
Oh, you ain't gonna be carrying nobody.
No, he's strapping both on his body. That's what I got a front and back for.
You gonna mess up his spine.
He won't worry about his spine making them babies.
Okay.
It's time for Dish Gone Viral. Mm. Florida rapper Coley P showed everybody their levels to this shit with this streaming game, okay? The past weekend, he was gunned down in Pompano Beach in a drive-by shooting, and let's just say he wanted everybody to go along for the ride with him.
It's my third time being shot.
Really?
Can I get up?
Where else you been shot?
I've been shot in my stomach, and I've been shot in my hand.
Why do they keep shooting you like that?
Here's Maddie goes, "Why do they keep shooting you like that?" Like, damn.
I would think you'd be screaming, crying.
That's what I said.
Well, luckily, Coley P is okay, y'all, and has since been released from the hospital and actually performed at a strip club last night with the help of an electrical scooter to support his leg.
Oh, wow.
So tell me, who the hell think about video when a siren is blaring in the background?
Coley P.
Today's
new rappers. Yeah. If he gets shot a fourth time and he videotapes again, it's going to be viewed as spam. All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right. Today's deal is the Strive Fusion Activity and Sleep Tracker plus 3 bonus bands. This powerful little gadget is the ultimate combination of activity tracker and a smartwatch. You can track your steps, calories burned, distance walked, time, and sleep quality. So when you get your workout on, you can set your goals and view the charts in the free mobile app and compete against your friends. And the great thing about this is it has meeting reminders and alarms and a bunch of other things, so you control your phone's music player right from your wrist. And you'll never miss another call or text message because of the alert system. And guess what?
What?
It has up to 5 days battery life and is splash and sweat proof. So go ahead, sweat it on out.
Hey, Craig, is it compatible with all phones?
You know, that's a good question, Portia. Because it's compatible with all Apple iOS 7.1, Android 4.3, and later models, as well as Bluetooth 4.0 devices.
So, hey, Craig, how much is it?
Well, Gary, I hope your pacemaker's plugged in, because the Strive Fusion Activity and Sleep Tracker plus 3 bonus bands usually goes for $80. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $24, y'all.
Woo! Good.
Pull up to MorningSave.com, tell them Dish Nation sent you, and say, "I'm ready to sweat, baby." Let's get it.
Hell, y'all, up next, honey, are Regina Hall and Head Crack, honey, a match made at Dish Nation. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss the sparks, honey. We saw when she was in the studio. This right after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. It's a beautiful young woman who is in a movie that everybody's talking about, One Time from The Hate U Give. Make some noise for Regina Hall.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you, guys. I feel like I got to work just to get back here.
Yeah. Nah, like, we got an open door policy.
Okay,
when
you
you
come whenever.
Okay, well, now
just
I
like
know.
Your social media, more Regina Hall. We need more. So a lot of people talk about this movie, The Hate U Give, which is a movie that's pressing the buttons on topics that we're talking about right now, and it's been going on for a long time. For those that don't know, break it down for us.
Basically, it's based on Angie Thomas's best-selling book, which is called The Hate U Give, and it's about a young girl who witnesses her childhood friend get shot by a police officer.
Well, you must have a good agent, Aunt Regina, because you stay working.
You know? No, I'm a whore. I sleep around.
Oh, that's
no.
All right, baby. Yeah, that's right.
I'm joking.
Be a good one. Isolate that part. That's
no, no, in the middle of a movement, that was a terrible thing to say. But I will say this. No, I do have a really good, great team.
Got you. Now, in my head, you're notoriously single, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're still single currently?
Yeah, I'm still not married.
Got you. Oh, but you seeing somebody?
I've always felt like unless there is really something significant, meaning I'm getting married or I'm having a baby, that it's just kind of like private. So I just don't. It's just not something.
You don't talk about it. You don't
need that flag. Yeah, but because when I say I'm single, it doesn't mean like that I'm like
right celibate.
Without partnership. Yeah,
no, just sitting
without
at home
without a wonderful. Yeah, right. Right, but it means that there's nothing major to like share yet. But life is good.
Okay, that's big. Because like if I looked at beautiful people like the game of Monopoly, you were like Park Place. You know,
that's very sweet. Are you single?
I'm single here, sitting in my chair alone.
So you're not single.
No, I'm not single.
Okay.
Yeah, but but you do need that space because you have to give so much of yourself to the rest of the world.
Right. All
and
the
soon
time.
As you go outside, you belong to the people because everybody can identify you from something.
Yeah.
I want to play this game with you called Hate It or Love It. I'm gonna run through a list of things. It's lightning round style.
Okay.
You tell us if you hate it or love it. New Kanye.
You don't have a middle one?
Nah, it's hate or love it.
Because I don't hate it.
So we're going to go with you love the new Kanye.
No, I can't. I can't commit to that either.
Regina Hall hates the new Kanye.
No, I don't hate it and I don't. I'm confused.
Okay, we'll accept that. Hate, love, confused.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Electric cars.
Love.
Unisex bathrooms and clubs.
I hate it. And you know why? Because I don't like the way men use the bathroom. It has nothing to do with seeing, but I don't even want unisex bathrooms on plane. We're so much neater. You know what I mean? Y'all are dripping.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, then sit and then put the toilet down, and then I don't mind.
Yeah, or when you're finished, clean up after yourself.
Yes.
Wipe the toilet, put the toilet back down.
So it's
spray.
Yeah. So I have to say hate it because of the way you use the bathroom, not because I have any opposition to it being unisex other than the way y'all are doing it.
Some of y'all women are Vikings, too. So
you are right. You are right.
Cardi B.
Love it.
Nicki Minaj.
Love it.
You know, there's the movie Girls Trip, but what about White Girls Trip?
Why?
if they came out with this, do you hate it or love it?
Hate it. Of course I want the black girls love girls.
Well, there it is.
Confused needs to be one in those.
People got to make decisions.
Yeah, I have to make a decision. I hope people really are voting.
Right. Well,
vote with your dollar and don't stay home and watch the movie The Hate U Give in theaters. Regina Hall, we love you so much. Thank you for coming.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Trump may want to make America first, but you can't say the same thing about his wife, Melania. Yes, Trump left Melania singing in the rain as the couple was heading for Marine One helicopter. Trump hogged the umbrella and didn't notice Melania was standing behind him in the pouring rain.
You're traveling with your wife. Aren't you always like, honey, let me. And you're traveling and it's like, you're not number one, especially if you're with a lady. I'm going to go old school, especially if you're
even
with a lady.
Even when she's kind of under the umbrella, I mean, he's still right there center stem, you know. He's hogging the whole
thing. Doesn't want to get his man weave wet.
I'm guessing this is the only way he can make Melania moist. At least give her Kanye's hat. Why are you holding Kanye's hat?
Can we please talk about the elephant in his pants? Because what is happening at the front of his khakis? It looks like he has jammed like a t-shirt.
I don't know, but it does look very, very poofy.
It's very thick, and it's not a pleated pant. It's not the pleated pant.
I know. Normally, pleated pants, you'd have
it's
that.
It's a flat front khaki. Mm-mm. If it's raining and we have one umbrella and we're walking together, would you leave me out in the rain like Trump did Melania?
No, I would not do that to the rain. I've seen Heidi wet, folks.
Not in that way, because that definitely didn't see.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.